Hi. I didn't see you there. This week we're talking about the Rogue One comic, DC Rebirth on the Hoopla app, and Monsters Unleashed. This week on Comicsverse. Hey guys, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Kay.
And you're watching Comicsverse's weekly comic news show. Marvel is taking the extra scenes and storylines from Star Wars Rogue One that didn't make the final cut and adapting it into a six-part comic book miniseries debuting this April. In an interview with EW, Skiri's writer Jody Hauser said, "The comics will definitely expand on what was seen in both Rogue One the film and the novelization, so look out for more character exploration of Bodhi, Jin, and Cassian in the upcoming comic book series."
DC Rebirth titles are now available on the app.
Hoopla!
Yes, Hoopla. You can read the titles for free on your
Hoopla!
Smartphone.
Tablet.
No, we're not doing this today.
Hoopla!
Oh my god. For Hoopla, all you'll need is a library card. Rebirth has been hugely successful for DC, and the comics are really high quality stuff, so it's cool that more people might have access to them who wouldn't normally. Check out the app for more information.
This week marks the second to last issue of DC's Raven Limited series. The art in this series has been terrific, and it's written by Marv Wolfman, creator of Raven and many of the other characters now thought of as Teen Titans staples. Wolfman is credited with revitalizing the Titans in the new Teen Titans series, and is also responsible for classics like Crisis on Infinite Earths. It's always nice to see creators return to their characters. Wolfman's plot has not focused on Trigon, a rarity for storylines involving Raven, though Trigon is present in all the right ways, as an internal force within Raven. This week's issue was a particularly great emotional piece about Raven's new family.
Batman number 15 picks up where the rooftop romance between the Bat and Cat left off in the previous issue. Will Batman finally take Catwoman in for murder, or is there more to her side of the story? This issue dives in with stunning artwork and suspense from writer Tom King. Aquaman, Nightwing, Green Arrow, and Trinity are also coming out this week. Trinity is written and drawn by DC legend Francis Manapul, and it is so good with the character psychology.
After months of waiting, Marvel is finally releasing its hotly anticipated Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. Are you serious? What do you mean we're not doing it? Are you serious?
Am I sure? Yeah, I'm sure as s***. Yeah, I did look at the script. Did you look at the script? I wrote 1,000 dog puns.
No, I'm fine. It's fine. Oh yeah, no, it's fine. This is cold. Do you guys know that this is cold? Monsters Unleashed is a straight-up romp of epic proportions that joins all the Marvel favorites as they fight off the Leviathans. The legendary Steve McNiven's art is fantastic. His heroes, be they X-Men or Guardians, are as gorgeous to look at as the horrid Leviathans are to fear. Cullen Bunn's script nails that classic comic book banter while feeling fresh. Marvel will also be wrapping up Genndy Tartakovsky's Cage series and releasing Invincible Iron Man number 3, so be on the lookout for both of those.
Sean Lewis, writer of the cult favorite Saints, will debut his latest work for Image this week titled The Few. This limited series tells the story of two survivors as they embark on a journey to help a mother and her baby. If you like Mad Max, Brotherly Love, and anything related to a dystopian future, then be sure to check this new series out for mature readers. If you're a huge fan of the crime fiction stylings of Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips' The Fade Out, you'll like their new project Kill or Be Killed, observing a young man's descent into murder for the sake of vigilantism. Kill or Be Killed's first arc trade and issue number 5 will be coming out this week. Honorable mentions for Image releases this week are They're Not Like Us, number 13, The Goddamn Trade, and The Last Arc for Chew. Valiant will be releasing Harbinger Renegades number 3 this week. Harbinger has proven to be massively popular among Valiant's series, with Rafer Roberts and Derek Robertson's writing and art garnering high praise. It also serves to get us excited for the big Valiant crossover series, 4001 AD.
IDW's Revolutionaries is coming out too. A spin-off of the Revolution comic that IDW released last year, it seems like all the Hasbro toys have a shared universe now in comics. So be on the lookout for that too.
Thanks for watching. And if you like what you saw here, like and subscribe to the channel. Check out comicsfirst.com to find reviews, interviews, podcasts, and videos. Oh, some of those reviews will be on the comics we covered today, so that's cool. And we do it on everything, from comics to movies to television to politics. And check out our socials as well, our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think that's it. I think that's all.
Yeah, I think so. The question of the week is in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We here at Comics First think it's important to highlight and celebrate diversity in comic books. So our question is, what do you think about John Lewis, a senator with such a storied history in activism, politics, and graphic novels, calling Trump's impending presidency illegitimate? Let us know in the YouTube comments section, and yours may get featured on the next episode. Here's a few from last week that we enjoyed.
Thanks again for watching. We'll see you next week. And remember, Comics First has got the comics. Ugh. I'm sorry.
Did you?
They got the comics. I don't know. They got the comics. I'm trying.
We'll get there.
Thanks. Bye, guys.